Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Jesus Christ.
In the beginning was the Word. May I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In the beginning was the Word. This truly is a beginning time for me as I celebrate my first Christmas with you all. But our gospel reading takes us back further, not to a new beginning in the life of this parish, not even to the new beginning ushered in by the child whose birth we celebrate tonight, but to the beginning of all beginnings. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We begin with God's creative Word weaving the world into being. We return to this foundational beginning year on year to remind ourselves that at the heart of our universe is a hope and wisdom and light that no darkness can ever put out. This is how our story began. The first book in the Narnia series, The Magician's Nephew, describes a beginning time, the creation of Narnia, which begins not just with a word, but with a song, Aslan singing the world into being. Here's how C.S. Lewis describes it. In the darkness, something was happening at last. A voice had begun to sing. It seemed to come from all directions at once. Its lower notes were deep enough to be the voice of the earth herself. It was beyond comparison, the most beautiful noise Diggory had ever heard. Aslan then calls the creatures to life with a word, saying, "Narnia, Narnia, awake, love, think, speak." At Christmas time, we join this song of creation. We are called to life once again by the precious Word of God, made concrete and real in space and time in Jesus Christ. Regardless of how much we know about theology or the Bible or Christianity, we all know how to sing a good Christmas carol. And even if we don't like singing, we can appreciate the sound. For some of us, Christmas begins when we listen to 9 lessons and carols from King's College, Cambridge, though perhaps not here in Oxford. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem, writes the prophet Isaiah. The community he writes to have been broken, ruined by their experience of exile, of losing their homeland, of being at war. And yet, they are told to burst into song. Why? Because singing brings broken communities and broken people together again. This Christmas, we will sing a song of hope, the hope ushered in by the birth of the child at Bethlehem. We will sing a song of hope to bring us together after a year that has been marked with fear and despair, our changing climate, our fractious political debates, the fear and uncertainty many still feel over Brexit. We will sing a song of hope as we sing, "The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." This Christmas, we will sing a song of humility, the humility shown to us by God, who chose to live among us in a small corner of the world with humble parents made extraordinary through their small acts of care and love and courage. We will sing a song of humility to bring us together in a world that often seems to run on arrogance, pride, and an unwillingness to admit to wrong. This Christmas, we will sing a song of humility as we sing that in the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed, the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. This Christmas, we will sing a song of healing, the healing brought about by God sharing in our human nature, transforming us from within, reconciling us to our Creator and our true created purpose, to become beloved children of God. We will sing a song of healing after a year of political strife that has torn people apart, families, friends, our nation. We will sing a song of healing in this parish as we acknowledge our past disagreements but move forwards, cherishing what unites us. This Christmas, we will sing a song of healing as we sing, "Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, risen with healing in his wings." At this beginning time, then, we go back to the beginning of all beginnings, and we are called to life once again by the song of our Creator, the precious Word of God made flesh in Jesus Christ. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. This Christmas, let our singing, however tuneful or polished, be genuine, be unifying. And may this Christmas and the year and decade ahead be filled with hope, humility, and healing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.